Hey, podcasters, Claire Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Hey, on today's catch-up, the arachnophobe in full action. Kimber faces her fear of spiders, of course.
Matt drops his hits from your hood for Glendalough, and it's a winner.
And who does Kimber want you to unfollow?
Probably us two.
After you get this Big Breakfast catch-up, get Waterwise. Search Water Watchers.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Terrible nightmares. You're scaring me.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's
Fear. Okay, Kimber, it's your special day. Because you've got a...
I thought special days were meant to be like wedding days. Well, exciting things.
Well, unless you want to marry Incy Wincy Spider.
Oh, I don't mind them so much when you call them Incy Wincy. Seems like it's a lot better that way.
Yes, but when you know that spiders are being brought in by Tarantula Boy.
Tarantula Boy!
We're talking serious spiders, and here he is, Brody. G'day, Brody.
Welcome, man. How you doing?
Good.
That's good, and you're here with your mum, Tess. Hi, Tess.
Hi, everyone. How are you?
Good to see you too, Tess, and I think Kimber's probably happy that you're both here for a bit of more moral support. Brody, how old are you, buddy?
7 years old.
Okay. Wow. Now, Brody, you're called Tarantula Boy because you must really be into your spiders. Tell me about your collection.
I got over 200 tarantulas.
Wow. Really? And are they like your pets, Brody? Do you treat them like pets?
No.
No? How do you treat them? Like dangerous spiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do you let these spiders walk on you? Like, do you touch them and...
Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. So a kid who sometimes touches them is going to bring them in.
Okay.
Yeah, so Brody will hold them during a transfer into the enclosures and stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. Doesn't actually handle them per se because we like to keep our tarantulas feeling safe.
Yep.
And they can actually fall and rupture if they fall from height.
Yep.
So we like to keep them in their enclosures as much as possible.
Sure.
They're also venomous, so we don't...
Uh-oh.
Yes,
oh,
yes, they are.
You know, the first thing when you say you're afraid of spiders, the first thing people say to you is, they're more afraid of you than you are of them.
And they're a lot smaller than you.
They're not dangerous. Mm. You're going to be fine. But these are actually venomous.
Yeah, these are venomous. But we don't tend to handle the larger females because
Good.
Of the risk that goes with them.
You don't want, what were you saying, the likelihood of a puncture with the big
with
ones?
With a baby, it's the puncture site is lessened. But
gotcha.
With a large adult, the fangs can be up to a centimetre long, like a hypodermic,
right, okay.
And you're at a high risk of... possibly wanting to chop your arm off because the venom load is apparently up to 7 times of a bee sting. So.
Right,
this could
okay.
be the best segment ever.
But, Kimber loses an arm. Terrific.
I mean, just to bring it back a bit,
yeah.
I'm afraid of house spiders.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of garden spiders.
And redbacks.
I'm slightly above daddy long legs. I'm okay with them.
Hey, Brody, what do you think of seeing Kimber just a little bit worried about spiders? You find it a little bit amusing?
Yeah.
Hey, you better help us through.
Let's start smallish.
Yeah.
See how we go.
Okay, and we have got a group of people who've come to work early to see the spiders,
My
which
hands
is amazing.
Sweaty. Mum's spaghetti.
That's just sitting next to me.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Clancy, Matt and Kimber's Fear.
It is a week of facing your fears on The Big Breakfast at Mix 94.5.
It certainly is, Kimber.
So much going on now. Kimber, how are you feeling at this point in time? We've got some spiders in the building.
I do feel a little bit braver because I feel like I'm being filmed.
Yes.
And
Brody's 7, he's sitting next to you.
And Brody is way tougher than me and he's about 1/8 my size.
Do you ever get nervous around spiders or are you just so used to them now? It's just like
used to them.
Another family member.
See, part of the problem for me too is that because I'm afraid of my own heartbeat.
Yes.
I can feel my heart racing.
Oh, yeah,
like
that's
my
an issue.
Like my starting to increase and, then it adds another fear.
Yes, yeah, and spiders can sense that.
What's this one, Brody?
This is called a sling.
A sling?
A baby tarantula.
Oh, okay, a little sling. I want to see this.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay, Kimber?
Okay, so it's about the size of a 10-cent piece,
why
something
such
like
a
that.
Fat back. It's got a really fat back.
Well, don't fat shame it.
He's pretty cute.
And as you can see, she's quite nervous.
Oh, she?
Yeah, she's nervous, yep. Kimber.
They can actually pick up the vibrations from our voices.
Oh, yeah, she has got some junk in the trunk, hasn't she?
The body.
It moves very fast.
They do move fast, but It's more because she can feel the vibrations.
Yeah, okay.
Look at like that's. Oh.
If you sit very still, they can settle right down.
Okay.
Oh. It's because it moves too quick. It moves too quick.
I'll see if I can find you a slower one.
Well done. Tap your chest. Tap your chest.
Really well.
Do your little tapping.
I can't even remember how to do it.
So she's going in her burrow. So we're just going to move her out of her burrow.
Yeah, I get it, spider. This is freaky.
There we go. This one's a little bit slower.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
So she's got a really fat abdomen on her. She's just about to molt.
Yep.
I thought I'd be really horrified by the fact that it's on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
But don't touch me.
He was giving you an assuring cuddle, reassuring cuddle.
Oh, sorry.
You know, the other thing about it is Matt gave a creepy look to the camera right then. It was hilarious. And he flinched. Super flincher.
I've heard that before.
Your senses are very much heightened right now, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought I'd be worried about it being on your hand. It's actually not too bad on your hand. I think I'd be more worried if it was on the desk.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
I feel like because you're holding it, there's something a little more
calming
or a bit more comforting about that.
Safening, yep.
Okay.
Brady's just holding it like it's a Coles Mini. He's seven. He's amazing.
Okay. I feel.
You okay?
Yep.
All right.
I'm ready to move on.
All right, we're moving.
Let's go bigger.
Okay. Sure. All right. Well, a move towards a bigger territory.
I don't want to bite off more than I can chew, but I feel okay. Like, all right. I'm all right.
All right. Yep. Just stay relaxed.
I'm okay.
Yep. As long as you keep breathing. That's the main thing. More on our week of facing your fears and Kimber with the spiders in the house. Look at her. I love that cuddle you gave her. That was hilarious. Kimber ran.
I don't think anyone can touch me.
Oh, it's like these two on their first date.
Yeah.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Claire, Matt and Kimber's.
About a week of facing your fears, and today Kimber is facing her fear of spiders.
Oh my God, that is a big spider. Oh my God.
Oh wow.
That like should be microchipped.
Are your eyes
that
closed?
It's like, definitely like my hand. Oh,
actually, how big would that be? 18, 20?
20 centimetres?
I was going to say wingspan, legspan.
Oh my God. Brody, I mean, how old is that?
5 years old.
So five years old.
And
five years.
That a boy, is it, Brody?
Yeah.
Is that a male?
Mm.
Can I just report that Kimber has her eyes closed and she's employing her deep breathing techniques?
She's hiding in the corner of the room,
can
too.
I ask, when I open my eyes, what am I expecting to see? Is it on the desk? Is it
no,
in
it's in,
hand?
It's,
is it
it's in
it's in a
spot?
Tank.
Is it facing me?
Yep.
Is it away from me?
In a tank, Kimber.
Okay.
It's on the desk. It's not in an attacking pose at the moment.
It's not?
It is.
No, it's quite relaxed at the moment.
Okay.
It is hairy. It is light brown and dark brown in colour.
Okay.
And you'll be pleased to know he's a huge fan of the show.
Yeah. And if you'd like me to hold your hand while you're looking at it, that's fine.
So Kimber is preparing herself.
I can just feel my legs shaking.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, Kimber.
Okay. It looks like one of those fake ones you get in a show bag.
Yeah, it does look a bit fake, but I'm sure Tess will be able to get it to move for us in a moment when you're ready.
I'm not ready to get it to move.
Okay, not yet.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Thankfully, it's not as big as I was building up in my head because I was, it's smaller than its little house inside its terrarium, so that's
cool little feature of Australian tarantulas is they have a mohawk between their eyes.
Oh, cool.
It just moved and Kimber saw it move.
Oh, yeah, he's moving.
Going back into his little place.
We'll just move him back again.
Here we go. Oh.
Yeah, he's a little bit feisty at the moment.
Yeah, he is a bit. So what does this guy feed on?
Breakfast radio hosts.
Crickets. And when they're getting ready to breed, they have pinkies, baby mice, and sometimes woodies because woodies create mold in their tank.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Woodies are like cockroaches.
Right, so. Gotcha. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Insects. Are you sweating, Kimber? Because
I've got sweaty hands.
You've gone very pale,
you're looking a lot better.
You've calmed down by the look of you. You're only a metre or so.
I'm going to try and go closer.
Okay. Mm.
And see it over the glass.
Sure.
Because at the moment I'm just looking at it through the glass.
Through the glass, yeah.
My knees are like, they are shaking. When I look at it, it's feet, like his...
Yeah.
Because it's got lots of segments of its legs.
Yeah.
Like lots, like about six or seven. But its last section of its foot is darker than the others, so I'm just trying to imagine it wearing boots.
Yeah.
I feel better about, because its movements are slow.
Kimber, you've seen...
A bit like the Fremantle midfield.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah. You're up. Yeah, it's the fast movement.
She's gone.
Sorry, I don't mean to swear.
No.
You're right.
They
okay.
are...
That's getting too angry now.
So it is a spider as big as a hand. It's probably not the best time to ask, but Kimber, we do need to move on. And we just want to know, now that you've seen how much bigger this one is than the tiny one, would you be at all interested in having one on your hand or not?
No, I can't.
Can't do it?
I just can't handle that movement.
No, that's okay. You've done really well.
You were 6 or 7 inches from that spider then.
Well done, Kimber.
Well done, Kimber.
Yeah. And Tess.
Thanks to Brody and Tess for coming in.
Thanks for bringing in your creepoids for me. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Brody.
Thank you.
Wow, what a morning. You okay?
Yeah, I feel a bit sick.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I feel a bit sick.
Lovely colour.
Some interesting colours going on over there.
I'm surprised I got that close.
Yep.
I really am, but I don't feel great.
All right. Well, you'll see the video and you see how Kimber reacted. We just heard it, but you actually get to see it when the video goes up. Mix 94.5's Facebook.
Oh, she's such a professional. Even though she was freaking out, she made sure she was in shot.
Well done. Yeah, good of you jumping back into the scene.
Yeah.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Coldburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt Tits from your hood.
Friday morning at 8:16, the time is here.
Glendalough, that little suburb sort of wedged between, Wembley and Osborne Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that, anyway, so obviously that came up and as usual we put it out on Facebook and we didn't have a lot of interaction.
No.
I think there were crickets.
The smallest ever.
One or two interactions, which is really unusual. And even when we said during the week, no one's telling us anything, still no one came forward.
It's okay. I drove down Harborne Street this morning and there was a sign that said, population 3. So only one person didn't comment.
And, of course, we had some comment about a grape pie, which piqued our interest, Claresy.
Yeah.
And so that was at a Baker's Delight and we were going to head down there as part of our research.
Yeah.
Then the other comment was, sorry, that closed a year ago.
So I said, where did it move to?
So I started to feel quite sorry for Glendalough. And I thought, this song needs to be a lament.
Okay. Mm.
A love song. And so I needed to call in some big guns in the Australian music industry. It is Oztober.
Right.
So ladies and gentlemen, this is Glendalough.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce James Rain and the Australian Crawl Interpreters. I think he said, every day I drive down Harborne Street. Yeah, I get to work that way. The sign at Lake Munger Primary shows the forecast for the day. But never once have I stopped here. Why that is, I do not know. No, Happy Caterer's Chinese. I've never tasted Glendalough. I'm told the lakes, they stink in the summer. And they breed mozzies, don't you know?
True.
It doesn't seem right to close the Baker's Delight. I'm feeling sorry for Glendalough. Then I really open up my eyes and I'm surprised by what I see. Yes, something about the place being nice with its own train line. It's between the city and the sea. And sure, there's not much to it, but I don't need much these days. good things come in small packages. Size doesn't matter, some may say. Got celebrations for your liquor and a Subway for your dough. Keep on the glory at Montessori. The kids find their glory at the Montessori, and you'll find it in Glendalough. World-class IGA, whatever that may mean. No, I don't understand that. Something Power Street, yes. Walking through the open space. I know you'll love it if you try. Glendalough, sure someone loves you so. Don't you cry.
Oh, we finally worked out after all those years what he was singing.
Oh, God, I loved it. Oh.
There you go, Glendalough. And the video, of course, is up, mix.com.au.
Does that come with interpretation?
Yes, it does.
Love it.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
You can find out how your water use stacks up with Water Watchers. See how you compare. Search Water Watchers.
The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
I don't like it.
Unfollow.
There's no one liking my post.
Unfollow.
Time for something new on The Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Ooh, yeah. Sounds very modern.
Well, in a time of social influence and lots of people online saying this is what you should do, and we're always looking for ways to better our lives,
we certainly are.
And we follow all these people on Twitter and different types of social media, and sometimes they don't deliver. Right. And so it's time to unfollow someone this week.
Oh, really? Can
we
unfollow?
It's time to drop someone from our lives.
Okay. Yeah. Culling can be very handy when it comes to social media.
Yes.
And refreshing.
Hang on. I need to follow them first so I can unfollow them because I don't follow anyone.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah.
We need to unfollow Gwyneth Paltrow's website, Goop.
Oh, okay. Dear. What have they done?
They have just got this history of so many problems and yet they just persevere. It's described as a modern lifestyle brand and she offers health and lifestyle advice. And a lot of it isn't very healthy.
Is she qualified?
Well, no, she's not. And this is the thing. Scientists and nutritionists have long been complaining about this site. But Gwyneth perseveres with her nutritional advice and what you should do. And, I mean, it's easy to take her advice because you look at Gwyneth and you think, she's got this.
So sure. Trustworthy.
Yeah, and she, you know, she looks fantastic. But she often gives advice that isn't so great.
Yeah, but she
great.
Married Chris Martin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how sensible can she be?
They broke up.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, good friends.
The thing that's tipped me over the edge this week and the reason we should unfollow her is because she's gone out and said that people should try to reach their leanest livable weight.
Oh dear.
But which doesn't sound like such a bad thing.
No, it sounds pretty normal.
But the nutritionists and the medical association are saying she's basically, it's a different way of saying be as skinny as possible.
Well, no, it's not. That's not what those words necessarily mean.
Yeah, well, this is the thing is, I mean, you know, living at your leanest livable weight is how you get there too. And they offer all this advice like get colonics, go and have yourself cleaned out, follow this soup diet for 25 days.
Bit of internal irrigation going on. Here's a bit of Gwyneth talking about Goop.
This is the martini bath soak.
Yes.
Can you drink this?
No.
Yeah, it smells really good. Yeah. And this is something, though, that I might get confused and I might actually have a sip of because it does say martini on it.
Well, it's in quotes.
Yeah, it is in quotes.
Gwyneth Paltrow with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, everything is in quotes. I mean, there was a time where she suggested you could get rid of parasites by drinking goat's milk for 8 days.
Okay. You could certainly get parasites doing that.
This is reminding me a bit of Pete Evans talking about the baby paleo formula.
Yes. Yeah, and like she once published a guide to spirit animals and how harnessing your spirit animal, because it would guide you through life,
that
it could change your life. And then they sold $3,000 spirit animal rings.
Yeah. Be careful, Kimber, because you know I've got a spirit animal guinea pig.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. How's that working out
Shibata.
For you?
You got any merchandise associated with that? I dropped Gwyneth years ago when she came up with that song with Huey Lewis. Remember Cruisin'?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to play it because it'll get stuck in your head.
Well, I reckon this week we unfollow Gwyneth and her Goop website.
Well, can I just suggest live your own life?
Yeah.
You don't need Gwyneth.
Yeah.
There you go. For the very first time.
Unfollow.
I don't like it.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Claire missed.
Now, we know the nature of work has changed. I mean, gone are the days where you could start working in a bank at 16 and then be bank manager at 45 or something like that.
At the same company.
And then retire with a gold watch, 60 years later or 50 years later.
Yeah, exactly. And it's very much about the service economy now, you know, Airtasker, things like that. And as someone who's, you know, let's face it, pretty unskilled.
Well, you know, very skilled at acting and comedy and all those things. But
I mean, when I inevitably lose this job, I mean, we're going to run out of suburbs to write a song about pretty soon. You know, what am I going to do?
Stop beating yourself up, man.
You know, I've said I could probably do that traffic control thing on the
lollipop.
Works. Something like that. But now I know that there's another position for me.
Oh great.
Okay. I could be working for Snoop Dogg.
You can work for Snoop Dogg.
Yes, Snoop Dogg has paid a person as his professional joint roller. And he's paying $50,000 a year, or it's a blunt, they call a joint.
Okay, yep.
And so he's got this person, and he's full of praise for his new employee, $50,000 a year to follow Snoop around and give him his blunt whenever he wants. Now, Snoop claims that he smokes 81 a day.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a lot of rolling. Like, I can sense some arthritis coming in
here. You will have RSI pretty soon.
But I'm sure he's got a great health plan as well. But, yes, he was talking about this on Howard Stern's show.
Is this a guy who is specifically hired by you?
That's his J-O-B, his occupation. On his resume, it say, what do you do? I'm a blunt roller.
I roll blunts.
Is that what he's professional? PBR, professional blunt roller.
There you go.
What a gig.
The service economy.
You know, they reckon that the guy who invented or created Cirque du Soleil is so wealthy, he's got a guy who mixes beats like a DJ, plays songs while he's having his omelette in the morning.
Oh, really?
How cool is that?
It's a personal DJ.
Play me some Snoop Dogg.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty
far
cool.
Far out.
So don't panic.
No,
there's work out there for you.
There's something out there for everyone.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Hey guys, there's a story running around on the BBC at the moment about the Swedish engineer who in the early 60s, his name's Sten Gustav Thulin, who invented the plastic bag back in the early 60s.
Damn you, Sven.
Well, he's passed away now. But his family say he'd be mortified to think that people throw away his beloved invention, the plastic bag. He thought it would last forever.
Yeah, what are you doing?
And he used to, he used to walk around with it in one in his pocket all the time. But
did he?
They said that he passed away in the 90s, but he thought that, you know, people would just keep them, wash them or whatever and use them forever. So the idea that they're ruining the planet is a terrible thing. But I did see yesterday, after hearing about that story, that Woolies, the supermarket giant as they are, the behemoth, they have decided to start trialling, I speak of paper bags. Paper bags.
Ridiculous.
We're going back to the future.
Marty, you've got to come back with me.
Can you believe the idea of paper bags?
Yes. I don't understand paper bags.
I'm almost ready to hear the next news break. And Germany has invaded Poland. We are at war.
Yeah. It is weird. I mean, the whole point of us going, let's cut back on plastic, and now we're like, hey, let's cut down more trees.
Well, I mean, look, 80% of the paper is already recycled.
True.
And 20% comes from so-called sustainable forestry.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's an easier process to recycle paper, but it feels like it. Is.
Yeah, I believe it breaks down far more easily.
Yeah,
and they're trialling it in a certain number of stores, and they've got 20-odd stores that they're just doing a trial, and they're charging people 20 cents, I believe, for a paper bag.
Will the bottom of the bag hold if I've got ice cream in there or a wet, like, you know, a bottle of juice and condensation? Like, is it going to hold up?
Well, probably not.
Sounds like a Kimber has a crack to me.
It certainly does.
You'll have to trial it.
I don't really understand it. I feel like the supermarkets are just catering to us. I get that we're all supposed to take our bags, and sometimes you do an unexpected shop. Like sometimes you swing home on the way to the shops on the way home and you go, oh, I didn't bring them, or I forgot to get them out the back of the car.
I mean, I've been in that situation and I have bought one of the plastic bags. Wouldn't it be better to go a paper bag?
I feel like if they force us to buy those recyclable bags every time, people would just start to be a bit more diligent about taking them.
So the extra cost might put them off, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon we're just catering to everybody. Like, well, Woolworths and Coles just feel so bad that they keep catering and finding options for us. And it's like, just give us no more excuses.
Let's be honest, it's been a bit disastrous, hasn't it? The way that this has been approached and the way they've chopped and changed and, you know, gone back on their word and the rest of it. But paper bags, they're doing the trial in the east.
I do love the fact that some of the shops I've been into, they've got boxes, empty boxes.
Excellent.
In a, just a, you know, messy old pile.
That's why we love Bunnings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. We could go back to that. Yeah. And they've got millions of boxes.
So many boxes.
Yeah.
Stuff straight out from the warehouse.
Yeah, I just feel like they're making more excuses for us. It's kind of embarrassing.
I need all the excuses I can get.
You're right, though. It is going back to the future, isn't it?
Yeah.
In other news, Channel 7 are going back to black and white TV, and Alan Border's coming back to captain the Australian cricket team.
Is Percy Penguin back?
The Bring Back Percy.
Bring Back Percy.
In time for telethon. Love it.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Okay. Kim Kardashian. You know I don't love to talk about her in the juice.
No.
But this is an interesting one. She's been offered money by a company for people to have virtual sex with her digital likeness.
Okay.
So this is a company called Virtual Mate, right? Okay. They've created a device that allows users to have an interactive and immersive sexual encounter via the use of virtual reality.
You put on goggles or a mask or something to do it?
There's a digital contraption.
Okay.
That's what they're calling it, a digital contraption.
Sounds dangerous. Might end up in emergency.
Yes.
Now, this company receive over 1,000 requests per month from users that are interested in her digital likeness. They're the ones that say, I want to be with Kim Kardashian or someone who looks like that.
Sure.
So they've had to go to her and say, here's an offer.
Yep.
Because we want you to be part of
it.
We
want to get digital with you.
Yeah. Now, they need to film her in a motion capture suit in order to digitize all of her movements.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Now, to do something like that, how much do you think they'd offer Kim Kardashian?
Oh, a lot of money.
She is famous.
She doesn't need much.
She is famous initially for releasing a sex tape.
She was.
Oh, is she?
And she,
I didn't know that.
But she is now one of the most famous and successful women in the world. So
$4 million? I really don't know.
Oh, no, I would think like $100 million.
They offered her $1 million.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I'd want $1 million for that. You know, are you kidding me?
$1 million
to get Kim Kardashian, $1 million for everybody in the world to have access to have business with her likeness.
You
no way.
You say you'd pay it, Matt, but would you get mates' rights?
I'd hope so.
Is there a Kate Beckinsale model?
Only joking. Exactly.
No, the Kimber one, you get to do the deed, and then there's another program, which is the regret in the morning, which for both of us when we have to turn up and do the show.
Pay $500,000 for the walk of shame.
And this one is a tough one. This is going to be a confronting new TV reality series in the UK coming next year, where families are going to be asked to go vegetarian forever or kill and eat their pet.
Oh.
Now, it's called Meat the Family,
nice.
M-E-A-T, and it sees four meat-eating families with the animal that they most frequently serve for dinner. So if they eat lots of chicken or lots of lamb or whatever, they're going to take that animal into their home for 3 weeks where they take it for walks, they play with it, they feed it, and then after 3 weeks they have to decide whether or not they're going to cook it up.
Okay, that's confronting.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, they're trying to challenge the perceptions of why some animals become part of the family and others end up on a plate.
Yeah. For those who are raised on farms, not such a big deal. They get friendly and then they eat the pig or whatever. But
it's a big ask for the ordinary person.
And it's on TV,
I feel like I could do it with a chicken. Not that I've got anything against chickens.
Can you rephrase that? And then it'll get played in isolation.
Oh, God, it will too. Kim Kardashian, eat your heart out.
Put on the chicken suit.
Oh, I love that.
Hang on a minute.
Thank you.
And in other news, our own Dean Clares is off to Brisbane tonight. Cue the music.
Oh, this one here?
Yeah.
Claresy is off for the Australian Radio Commercial Awards, the ACRAs, as we call it in the biz. Because, Dean, you are nominated for Best Music Special.
I'm just happy you called me Dean. No one calls me Dean around here.
Yeah,
well done.
Well, they'll call you that on the night, hopefully, when you win it. But, you know, this is a very prestigious award.
It is.
Getting an ACRA in this country is a real acknowledgement of your abilities in radio, and you deserve it.
Hey, thanks, you too. It was fun. This was a passion project because it was about West Australian music, and there was a special called How the West Was Rocked, which we've played many times, but in particular over the Foundation Day weekend the last 2 years.
Yes. Yeah, lots of people commented about how much they loved it, too. We learned so much about local music.
Yeah, it was all those bands that have done well out of Perth from way back when, you know, and we spoke to Diesel and we spoke to Grace Knight from the Eurogliders and Tim Farris from In Excess and the Farris Brothers and, yeah. and then the more contemporary bands like Birds of Tokyo and the like and Tame Impala. So yeah. It was good.
Brilliant. And congratulations, buddy. Well deserved.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Your passion and your knowledge really shone through all of that. So we hope that it goes out, works out well for you and you get to hear that music playing.
Thanks,
to accept it.
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
That's your Daily Juice.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Do you have nightmares? You're scaring me.
Claire, Matt and Kimber's
Actually, I reckon you could hand out some gold medals this week for courage to three women in Perth.
Yeah, what a week of facing your fears.
Oh, Tuesday was International Face Your Fear Day. Not overcome your fear. We didn't have to go that far. We just had to face it.
Yeah, yes. And face it you all did. And the first of those was Jenny of Kelmscott with the reptiles.
Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
Oh, no, you're good, you're good.
Very, very small. It's okay, very small.
Look at
tiny. We know it's not easy, Jen, but...
It's all right, darling. It won't be coming anywhere near you. It's just over there.
You are doing so well.
God, how can you hold on to it?
I think it's quite cute.
Stop caressing it.
Oh, that was spiders, snakes and lizards and all kinds of things going on in this building. Frilled net lizard. Yeah, she touched a frilled net lizard.
She did.
And she did a great job.
With some gardening gloves from Bunnings.
Second cab off the rank was our friend Leah with balloons, a fear of balloons.
My daughter's never had balloons at her birthday because I just can't deal.
There we go.
Chest is a little bit tight. Okay. Oof. Oh, I made that sound.
You're sort of defying your natural inclination to escape.
Yeah, yeah. Olivia's probably going to ask for balloons at her next birthday. And I might be able to say yes.
I mean, great example of just how, you know, seemingly silly to some people, a fear of balloons actually affects your whole life. Her daughter couldn't have balloons at her birthday party, for goodness sake.
Yeah, she said her fear was 8 or 9 when she came in, and then we managed to get her to hold a balloon in her hands. Yeah. It was amazing.
And third, of course, was our Kimbo with spiders.
I can just feel my legs shaking. Okay.
Okay, Kimbo.
It's because it moves too quick. Don't touch me.
He was giving you an assuring cuddle, reassuring cuddle.
Sorry.
You're up. Yeah, it's the fast mover.
She's gone.
Sorry, I don't mean to swear.
Yeah, no.
You're right.
They
okay.
are
That's okay, getting too angry.
Kimber, who moved faster than Usain Bolt across the studio yesterday.
This morning. I was trying not to swear, but, you know, and the feeling stays with you. Like, honestly, I feel relieved that I did it and that I did face my fear, but I still feel a bit sick in the stomach.
The thing that was confronting for me was to see you so panicky about spiders, but know that I also have that effect on you. I tried to give you a little comforting
one
hug.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen. And she flinched.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Matt tried to really comfort me, but it just when you've got spiders in the room, you've got the heebie-jeebies, and as soon as he touched me, I panicked.
Yeah, I've had that before.
I thought it was a bit of a creepy arm around the movies, really. Well done, KC.
Thanks, guys. Well thanks for your support.
To Jenny and Leah as well, who did were so brave.
Yeah.
Confronting their fears.
And if you want to see the spiders that I face, the 20-centimetre tarantula, it is going to be up on mix.com.au this afternoon.
Right.
Now you've got this big breakfast catch-up. Get water-wise. Search Water Watchers. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.